Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we learn of a dinner invitation that Jesus received from a leading Pharisee, which turned into a rather uncomfortable exchange and teaching moment for Jesus. You know, I've got to believe that the people who invited Jesus over for meals and other occasions probably had moments when they just wondered, couldn't they just have a nice quiet dinner without getting into any arguments? And apparently the answer from Jesus was always a resounding no. You see, if you invited Jesus over for dinner, if you invite Jesus into your life, if you engage Jesus in conversation, you best be prepared to be challenged. So in this story, a leading Pharisee had invited Jesus over for the Holy Shabbat meal and found himself and his guests embroiled in a controversial conversation about Sabbath observance, about the appropriate seating arrangements at a table, and about who will be welcomed at God's banquet table. Jesus didn't waste time with pleasantries and polite conversation. When we welcome Jesus into our homes or our lives, Jesus really does confront our faults and our failings so that we might turn our lives toward God and start living more fully and faithfully. Let's pray. Lord God, I think we'd like to think that inviting you into our life would be a pleasant and affirming experience. We envision you having a leisurely meal and conversation with us about all the joys and sorrows of the world and what we might do to address them. However, if we look at your life in the Bible, we know our dinner conversation would be anything but innocuous. You would confront us, Lord. You would convict us, and you would attempt to convert us to a more faithful way of living. That may be reason enough, Lord, to keep you out of our homes and out of our lives. But deep down, in that place we often don't like to admit exists, we know we need to change. So please, Lord God, join us for dinner, enter our house, enter our lives, and tell us how we should live. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.